Another important point, and Steve touched on this earlier, is the point that relates to importance of land. New Zealanders are obsessed with ownership of land, and we're paying the price for it in our economy at the moment with the huge drive for people to own their own home at all costs and for property developers to own several homes. And this has driven the price of houses out of the reach of a lot of people. So many New Zealanders in the 19th century are coming to New Zealand because they can't get on the land or they're being cleared from the land. So Steve talked about the Highland clearances briefly. Those people that, although most Scottish migrants come to New Zealand actually aren't from the Highlands, they're from the Lowlands. And we should call the Otago rugby team the Lowlanders, not the Highlanders, but probably wouldn't mark it so well. There are a significant number of people whose land is coming under threat for one reason or another. So you've got farmers clearing small-scale tenant farmers off their land. And a lot of those people are migrating to New Zealand. Is it no wonder that these people wanted to get control of land, that land for security? And that has an impact on race relations, of course, because Māori controlled that key resource. And the pressure that these people put on governments for the sorts of legislation that Steve was talking about becomes very significant. And what about the attitude to government? So many, as we saw of that graph early on, so many of New Zealand's migrants are coming to New Zealand because they are assisted. You know, we saw that Vogel, that huge peak of people that are coming to New Zealand, paid for by the Vogel government. My grandparents came out to New Zealand in the 20th century for free because my grandfather was a gas fitter. So have we inherited in New Zealand, through our ancestors, have we inherited an attitude that the government's always going to help us out? Have we inherited an attitude that when times are rough, the government will come in and actually, you know, help us out? Is that how we can explain in New Zealand the popularity of the Liberals in the 1890s who legislated to create what they called God's Own? And does that explain the popularity of the Labor government in the 1930s who then established the welfare state? Because we our population is prone to government assistance. Just an idea to put out there. I think finally, in terms of conclusions, you've got to understand that 19th century New Zealand's a multicultural community. And as Jock Phillips says on the Frontier of Dreams TV series, if you walked through New Zealand or travelled through New Zealand in the 19th century, you'd hear different accents in different places, major regional variation. And that's another reminder for us not to be generalising about Pākehā society.